piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Pineapple.
It's such a popular fruit worldwide. It's grown in many tropical regions, and it actually originated in South America.
Southern Brazil.
And we always associate pineapple with Hawaii. For decades, it was a major export of Hawaii. It's still grown in Hawaii, but not nearly the level that it was in the past because land has become too valuable. Hawaii is cutting way back on sugarcane and pineapples, but you do have independent growers on the different islands, different Hawaiian islands, who continue to grow pineapples. So it's very possible to still buy the local fruit.
It's not a particularly easy crop.
No, it's not an easy crop to grow. It's a bromeliad. It's extremely rare for a bromeliad to actually produce edible fruit. You have very stiff, sword-like leaves out of which grows a pineapple in the middle, and it takes like about 2 years for this to happen.
One pineapple. Each pineapple is a conglomeration of many, many fruits.
Many, many fruits.
Coalescing.
The thing to remember about pineapples is that it gets its sugar supply from the stalk. So once the pineapple is cut off the plant, it cannot get any sweeter.
It's not going to get any riper.
So if it's not sweet, you are out of luck. It'll get softer, but it's not going to get sweeter. You can store it at room temperature and you'll say, oh, it's getting softer. It's probably going to be sweeter. It's not going to be sweeter. The only way to tell when you buy a pineapple how sweet it's going to be is to sniff its stem end, the source of the sugar. If it smells tropical and sweet and fruity, then you've got a good pineapple.
That's the one.
Problem in most supermarkets is that they keep their pineapples cold.
Yes.
And that is done deliberately to dull the nose so that you can't tell how ripe the pineapple is. So you got to find a store that does not refrigerate its pineapple. And you can't tell by looking at the color of the fruit. It could be green on the outside. It could be orange on the outside. It could be a mixture of those two colors. You cannot tell just by looking at the fruit how sweet it is and how ripe it is. If it's at room temperature, pick up and sniff the stem end. Yeah. Forget about picking a leaf at the crown end and seeing how loose that is. That is not a test for the ripeness of a pineapple.
Well, they say the more scales on the pineapple, the sweeter and juicier the taste, but who's going to count the scales?
If you were OCD, I think you'd probably be perfectly happy to do that. But you can eyeball, because the scales would be smaller. If there are a lot of them, they'll be smaller.
It's very sweet fruit.
It's wonderful.
For people suffering from diabetes of one sort or another, it's not particularly recommended. Although doctors say perhaps when you first begin to change your diet, that might be a little bit of a problem. But afterwards, don't worry about it. Because in fact, the net metabolic content of sugar is not that difficult a problem for most diabetics.
It's a highly nutritious food because it's got certain elements like manganese, which is very critical to development of strong bones and connective tissue. A cup of fresh pineapple can give you nearly 75% of the recommended daily amount of manganese. Manganese is particularly helpful to older adults whose bones tend to become brittle with age. Then there's bromelain, which is a proteolytic enzyme. It breaks down protein, which helps pineapple be an aid to digestion.
Yes.
Helps the body digest proteins more efficiently. Bromelain is considered to be an effective anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, it's sometimes approved as a post-injury medication.
If one ate at least half a cup of fresh pineapple daily, this is not canned pineapple we're talking about. We're talking about the fresh fruit that you cut yourself.
Mm-hmm.
About a half cup daily is supposed to relieve painful joints. It also produces mild pain relief.
Yeah.
But you have to do this on a regular basis to see any kind of result. When Dorothy and I are in Hawaii, we eat pineapple frequently. I tend not to eat it here. I don't eat papaya here. I don't eat mango here. I don't eat any tropical fruit here. I wait till I get to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then I'm buying it locally.
Yes, of course.
One pineapple will probably last about a week. I love chewing on the cores. When you cut the skin off the pineapple, then you divide the pineapple in quarters, and then each quarter will have this wonderful wedge of core. I cut that out, and I chew on it, and it's just so wonderful. And sometimes the core is tender enough that I can eat the whole thing, so I'm getting an extra dose of fiber.
I recommend eating fresh pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
It's chewing juice.
It's chewing the juice. Just eat the fruit. And if you're going to make a pineapple upside down cake, use the fresh fruit. The canned is saturated
with sugar.
And then you're using the sugar syrup to put the rings of saturated sugary pineapple. If you have fresh pineapple on the sugary syrup and you make a fresh pineapple upside down cake, you will never make it any other way.
Nothing like pineapple upside down cake. I remember it so well.
Yes.
And we want you to remember to come back to
the Food Guys. Breakfast.